Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
The promises of a resurrection gives believers joy and hope. But if there be no resurrection, then there is ultimate, complete destruction of man. And because of that, there is no resurrection if they believe that. But the Bible tells us different in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. I think it's chapter number 4. Then we which alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. In other words, the Lord will bring with him the dead in Christ. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So we see the truth of the resurrection of our loved ones. The dead in Christ, the ones who are falling asleep, they will receive a resurrected body, a glorified body. And Paul makes that so clear in verse number 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ, their perish. So I think now you get the idea what Paul's doing here. They did believe that Christ resurrected from the dead. But man, they struggled about us, our family members. So he brings it all to conclusion in verse number 19. Actually, verse number 20 makes that same, but in verse number 19, if in this life, right now, you're 70 years in life, whatever God gives you, we have hope in Christ. If this is all there is, we are, of all men, most miserable. What a statement. The word miserable here means pitied. People ought to feel sorry for us because we live our whole life. It's all about Christ. And if this all it is about Christ, and there's no afterlife, there is no resurrection, our whole life was we lived it in vain. And we ought to be pitied. That literally, the whole Christian life is a pitiful Christian joke. Let me repeat that. If we don't have hope, then this Sunday morning, our worship service, getting up in the morning, putting on our clothes, coming to early to Bible study when we could have slept in, coming to church, singing songs, giving our offerings unto the Lord. What a joke. We could have used it for ourselves. We could have bought a nicer car, a better home, a bigger boat. I'm just being facetious. You get the idea. Newer phones, newer computers. Instead, we gave it to a Lord who's dead. So we ought to be miserable. People ought to pity us if there is no resurrection. Don't you know that hit home? Because these Corinthian believers, not only did they have struggling to believe this thing about resurrection, they were coming to church, obviously. They were worshiping, probably giving their offerings, because we're going to see in chapter number 16 this thing about giving, offerings and all. But fellas, if it ain't so, you're a pitiful group. So what are you saying here? If there is no resurrection and we don't have anything, something to look forward to, why should we hassle with all the problems in being a Christian? And by the way, being a Christian is not a rose garden. Remember that song out for Tammy Wynette or somebody said, sing? Who? Oh, that was before my time. That was your time. I beg your pardon. I never promised you. Was that Lynn Anderson? Okay, I don't remember who that was. Anyway, I just remember the song. Okay. When we get saved, he does not promise us a rose garden. He promises to carry a cross, persecution, tribulation. I read yesterday in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul talked about all the persecution, chapter number 11, I think it was. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, about being shipwrecked and beaten. Who would want to do that? Being stoned there at Lystra in the sea for 3 days, whatever it was, I forget that. He had a whole list. And I love, you know what, the very last thing he listed after he talked about the wild, all these things, the very last thing he said, and above all that was the care of the churches. I chuckled yesterday when I read that. He said, above all that was the care of those churches. Paul was saying, you know, you churches give me more troubles than those wild beasts and those persecutions and the tribulations. The people of the church at Corinth, and you church members give me a lot of problems. That's what Paul was saying. I had to struggle with that. I mean, I chuckle with that because I told you last week or two, I had my beautiful white hair and y'all gave this to me. Growing up, it was pretty and blonde and then it turned a little auburn. And then my hair's turned white and gray. Of course, I know it's old age. I'm just joking. But Paul talked about, above all, that's the care of the churches. And that's what Paul is saying here, that we are to be all most. Here, I gave my life to Christ. That's why he said we. I sacrificed my whole life for Christ. I was a Hebrew, the Hebrew of Pharisees. Matter of fact, he came from a wealthy family. He went to the University of Florida. I know, I ain't gonna go no far of that because he got the greatest education of the day. And back then they didn't have government subsidies they have, you know, you had to pay for it. He literally, Gamaliel, those great teachers, somebody paid for that. Well, parents paid for it. Anyway, that's a long story. Well, why should we hassle with all the problems of being a Christian if this is all there is in life? Let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we have die. We may die. We have placed all of our hope and faith in a falsehood, a lie, if there is no resurrection. Then verse number 20. I have a note here that I wrote down, and one day I'm going to have it in a little book, Danny, just for when he says, but now Christ is risen from the dead. After he said all that, the preceding verse, if, but now is, there is no if here, but now is Christ risen from the dead. And I wrote in my notes, the victory shout. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. It's like a refreshing rain to a desert. He took them through those verses. Well, if he's not risen, your faith is vain. If he's not risen, our preaching is vain. If he's not risen, your loved ones are dead like Rover. They're dead all over. If he's not risen, you also are dead. If he's not risen, everything you live for is a falsehood, and you ought to be pitied, you poor lot of folk. But he makes this awesome statement, but now is Christ risen from the dead. We can stop right there and just give glory to God, because ain't that enough? That's enough. Paul leaves the hopelessness of miserable man. Just preceding verse, you're miserable. But he leaves that, and he announced the glorious truth that Christ has risen from the dead. And they believe that. Verse 1, they believe it. And since you believe it, listen, there is a resurrection of the dead. Not only your loved ones, but also of me and of you and those who have fallen asleep in Christ, because he is risen. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. And all God's people said, amen, and he's coming again. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for these great truths in Scripture. What a great passage of Scripture that we've been reading here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. And all this that Paul was talking about, all these ifs. But Lord, we know there is no if, but now is Christ risen from the dead. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we await your glorious coming, for the dead in Christ, they will rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. And the Bible says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We thank you for that great promise. And I pray, if there's anybody here in our midst who does not yet believe in a resurrected Savior, that this will be the hour that they come face to face with that truth. They simply call upon your name.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now, Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.